जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारि जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारि गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर दहरि गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर दहरि Jasoda nanana, Raja jana ranjana. Jasoda nanana, Raja jana ranjana. Jamuna tera vana charvi. Jamuna tera vana charvi. Jayarana marava. Kunjabi harbi Jaya Rama Madhava Kunjabi harbi Gopi Janna Balaba Kiri Bhavri Dhari Gopi Janna Balaba Kiri Bhavri Dhari Jasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Jasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Jamuna tera vana chari Jamuna tera vana chari Jamuna tera vana chari Jamuna tera vana chari Jaya Rama Madhava Kunjam Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, 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 Hare Hare Parn Vanamaham Sapariva Jakacharnja Astatarasadashi Shemad. His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhakti Vadanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yaskan Pandavacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Batita Pavana Saver the Fallen Souls Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada flooding all material world with a tidal wave of super ecstatic Krishna Prema Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnu Ban Banamaham Zapadiva Jakacharnja Astatarasadashi Shemad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Kodi Vaishnavarna Ki Jai. Nama Charmja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsaka Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Golvardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai. Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Mayi Ki Jai. Jamuna Mayi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tussi Devi Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaura Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glory to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane. Namaste Sarasvate Deve. Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschitadesha Tarine. Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter number 9, text number 49.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Naite guna naguni no mahadadayo ye. Sarve mana pribhitaya sahadeva mritya. Adyanta vanda uragaya vedanti hitvam. Evam mrishya svadiyo viramanti la shabdat. Naite guna guna nida mahadadayo ye. Sarve mana prabhitaya sahadeva martya. Adyanta vanta uragaya vidanti hitvam. Evang marmishya sudayo viramanti shabdat. Naite guna naguni no mahadandayo ye. Sarve mana prabhitaya sahadeva marachya. Adyanta vanta uragaya vidanti hitvam. Evang mamishya sudayo viramanti shabdhat.
Sarve mana prabhitaya
Vishuddhaya Viramanti Shabdha. Naite Ganada Ganina Mahadadaya Ye.
Sarve Mana Pradhaya Sarve Mahatya.
Anyanta urugaya vidanti yavanti yantva. Evan mimishya sudiyo viramanti shabdhat. Naite ganagununina mahadandaya ye. Sarve mana prabhataya sahadeva mardya. Adyanta bandha uragaya vidanti hatvam. Evam ramishya sadiya viramanti shabdat. Naite ganana gunina mahadandaya ye.
Sarve mana prabhataya sahave
maracya. Adyanta urugarudaya vidanti hatvam. Evam mimishya sudiyo viramanti shabdat. Naite gana gananina mahadandaya ye.
Sarve mana prabhataya
sahadeva martya. Adyanta vante uragaya vidanti hatvam. Evam mimishya sudiyo viramanti shabdat. More ladies. Naite gana gananina mahadanyaya ye. Sarve mama pratitya sahadeva marya. Adyanta vanta uragaya vidahiti tvam. Evam marishya sudiyo viramanti shabdat. Naite ganana gunina mahadandaya ye. Sarve mana prabhataya sahadeva marya. Adyanta vanta rugaya vidanti hitvam. Evam mimishya sudiyo viramanti shabdat. Naite ganana gunina mahadaya yoye. Sarve mana prabhataya sahadeva marnya. Naite ganana ganiya mataya daya ye. Sarve mana prabhataya sahadeva marya. Adyantavanta uragaya vidanti hitvam. Evam mamisha sadhya viramanti. Na.
Neither.
Ete.
All these.
Guna.
Three qualities of material nature.
Na.
Nor.
Gunina.
The predominating deities of the three modes of material nature, namely Lord Brahma, the predominating deity of passion, and Lord Shiva, the predominating deity of ignorance. Mahadeya, the five elements, the senses, and the sense objects. Yay, those which, sarve, all, mana, the mind, prittitaya, and so on. Sahadeva Marya, with the demigods and the mortal human beings. Adiyantavanta, who all have a beginning and end. Urugaya, all Supreme Lord, who is glorified by all saintly persons. Vedanti, understand. He, indeed. Tvam, your lordship. Evam, thus. Vimishra, considering. Sudhya, all wise men. Viramanti, cease. Shabdat, from studying or understanding the Vedas. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Neither the three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, rajaguna, and tamoguna, nor the predominating deities controlling these three modes, nor the five great elements, nor the mind, nor the demigods, nor the human beings can understand your lordship. For they are all subjected to birth and annihilation. Considering this, the spiritually advanced have taken to devotional service. Such wise men hardly bother with Vedic study. Instead, they engage themselves in practical devotional service. Purport by His Divine Grace. As stated in several places, Bhaktyamama Vijananti, Bhagavad Gita 1855, only by devotional service can the Supreme Lord be understood. The intelligent person, the devotee, does not bother much about the practices mentioned in the text 46, Manavrata Shruta Tapo Jayana Svadharma, Bhagavatam 7946. After understanding the Supreme Lord through devotional service, such devotees are no longer interested in studies of the Vedas. Indeed, this is confirmed in the Vedas also. The Vedas say, Kim artha vayam ajashyamahe, kim artha vayam vakshamahe. What is the use of studying so many Vedic literatures? What is the use of explaining them in different ways? Vayam vakshamahe. No one needs to study any more Vedic literatures. Nor does anyone need to describe them by philosophical speculation. Bhagavad Gita 2.52 also says, Yadahi moha kalilam buddhir vyavatarishyati tada gantasi nirvedam shatavyavyasi shrutashya cha. When one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead by executing devotional service, one ceases the practice of studying the Vedic literature. Elsewhere it is said, Aradita yadi harish tapasa tata kim Narada upancharatra. If one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage in His service, there is no more need of severe austerities, penances, and so on. However, if after performing severe austerities and penances, one does not understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such practices are useless.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Datta Balakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschanya Deshatarine.
So, what is the point of today's verse, one might ask? It's saying here there's so many things one can do, but if one can engage oneself in practical devotional service, that's what really counts. Sometimes we're criticized. Just like I got a letter from a professor in Kathmandu, Nepal. He wrote me to criticize me. He said, Radhe Shyam, first thing. But he said that my pronunciation of Sanskrit was not very good. It would take me a long time. I'm not chanting like a regular native speaker. So, but it would take me many, he said, it will take a long time, even if you make regular practice. So he was very critical that I'm not really a proper devotee because my Sanskrit is no good. My Sanskrit stinks, what he was saying, basically. So, but what is the point? And you're somebody like me who's from Texas, you know, he has a Texas drawl still mixed in with his Sanskrit. What is the point of being perfect in Sanskrit? I gave him this verse, 1855, I'm writing him back, to tell him that even if you're perfect, if you have flawless Sanskrit, if you don't have the mood of bhakti, you will not attain the kingdom of God. But even if your Sanskrit is imperfect, it's flawed Sanskrit, if you have the mood of pure devotional service, then your entrance into the kingdom of God is guaranteed. So my dear devotees, let us understand, it's nice to pronounce Sanskrit very nicely, to do everything very nicely. It's very good to do those things. But if you don't have the essence, if you're missing the true essence, which is pure devotional service, it's shama evhi kevalam, it's a useless waste of time. I may go to the best Sanskrit pronouncing guru in the whole world and become absolutely flawless with every movement of the tongue, you see. But I don't have the mood of devotion. What's the use? It's just a show bottle. It's called show bottle devotional service. Just see, my Sanskrit is perfect. Therefore, I am the greatest devotee of the Lord, you see. It's a way to understand what it really means to be a devotee, you see. You may have the best tilak, the best neck beads, the most nicely felted dhoti or sari, you see. He may have the nicest car, nicest dog, or whatever, you see. The dog wags his tail very nicely during kirtan. You may have all these things, you see. But if you don't have devotional service, shama eva kevalam, it's a useless waste of time. So then how do you then get this mood of pure devotional service? Well, you have to associate with a sadhu. That's the real key. Just like we had the great opportunity to associate with the greatest sadhu, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. And we still have that opportunity. You think Prabhupada is dead and gone? Do you think Prabhupada is dead and gone? Prabhupada is here right now, you see. He's just as present with us here right now as he was when in 1975 when I was standing right behind him when he sat on the Vyasasana in Atlanta. He's just as present now as he was then on that day. I can never forget that day. He gave a wonderful lecture on his Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He told us how when he came to America, he was thinking, as soon as I tell them, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling, they immediately say, please go home. Because that was the experience of his godbrother, you see. His godbrother had gone to England for preaching. And he was meeting him with Lord Jetland. Actually, Prabhupada had heard that Lord Jetland when he was a student at Scottish Churches College in Calcutta. Because at that time, Lord Jetland was the governor of Bengal during British rule. So Prabhupada was familiar with that Lord Jetland. So anyway, his godbrother went to meet Lord Jetland in London. And Lord Jetland said, Swamiji, can you make me a Brahmin? He said, yes, no problem. We can make anyone a Brahmin, provided you follow these principles, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling. Lord Jetland immediately replied, impossible, you see. So therefore, Prabhupada is thinking, it'll be impossible to make anyone a devotee here in this country, the land of the mulatas, the meat eaters. But then Prabhupada said, but let me try. At that point, and I knew that that was what, because Prabhupada made that endeavor, he dared to do that which is impossible, you see. He dared to do that which is impossible. He said, let me try, you see. So immediately he said, jai, and the whole room thought it was a pretty good point. Everybody, the whole room erupted in jai, because that's what saved us, you see. Prabhupada dared to do that which is impossible. So because of that, we have the opportunity to get his wonderful association, all these books, his lectures, and through his followers, you see. So whether you're a disciple or a grand disciple, we're all followers of Prabhupada, you see. And by associating with the followers of Srila Prabhupada, through them we get his association. So this is the great opportunity to associate with all these Prabhupadanugas, you see. Those who are actually sincerely following Srila Prabhupada, they represent him by their actions, by their words, and by their attitude. So if we take advantage of this mood associating with the Prabhupadanugas, then we can imbibe from this mood of devotional service, because this is what will save us. So we have to understand right now we're rotting here in this material existence. It is no place fit for a gentleman, this land of birth, death, old age, and disease. Where the threefold miseries are bombarding us at every minute, the fourfold miseries, you see, we're bombarded. Boom, 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 boom. On every side, we are being bombarded by all these miseries. But this is not the natural position. Our natural position is to be eternal, full of knowledge, and full of bliss. Satchitananda Vigraha. Just as Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, we being part and parcel of him are qualitatively one with him. Not quantitatively, but qualitatively one with him. He is qualitatively eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, and we are also, therefore, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. Just as a drop of ocean water possesses the same chemical composition as the entire ocean, we being tiny, tiny, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny drops of Krishna have the same qualities as Krishna. But there's a vast difference qualitatively between the drop and the entire ocean. You can float a battleship on the ocean, but you can't float a battleship on a drop of water. So being qualitatively one with the Lord, we should not think, oh yes, I am God, like the Mayavadis say. The Mayavadis declare, I am God. This was my experience when I first came in touch with an Indian guru back in the 60s in Austin, Texas. When Swami came, he gave a lecture at the Methodist Student Center, and he told us, I am God, you're God, and we're all God. But this Mayavadi idea that everything is an illusion, it actually cancels itself out. If everything, as the Mayavadis say, is an illusion, then their Mayavadi philosophy is also an illusion, according to their own philosophy. So their philosophy cancels itself out and therefore is null and void. But this philosophy that Prabhupada is bringing to us, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, they don't cancel themselves out, you see. Therefore they are valid, they are potent, they are empowered teachings. As Prabhupada is with us right now, here at this very moment, here in Melbourne, Australia, Lord Krishna is also fully present. The spiritual master is present in his teachings, and the Supreme Personality of God is also present in his teachings. Sometimes people think, well, the deity doesn't talk, he doesn't breathe. He's not really alive, is he? Someone wrote me that a letter the other day. He's not really alive. Is not really present. But that's not true. The deity is fully present, and according to our degree of love, he becomes manifest. As Prabhupada said, the deity of Krishna can talk to you, and he can walk with you also, just like the Sakshi Gopal Lila, you see. That deity walked all the way across India to be a witness for a marriage promise that was made, you see. So the deity is not just standing there, the deity is actually not just standing there as a marble statue. That deity is actually Krishna himself. So according to our degree of love, Krishna will reciprocate. And how much does Krishna want to reciprocate with us? That's the question one might ask. Well, the answer is Krishna wants to reciprocate with each and every one of us unlimitedly. But we have to do the work from our side, you see. Krishna says, inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So how much do you want to be rewarded by Krishna? Little bit or unlimitedly? So we have to decide how much we want to be reciprocating with Krishna, and for that much we have to give ourselves to Krishna. So if you give yourself a little bit to Krishna, he'll give you a little bit back. Of course, Krishna is very kind. Whatever you give to him, he reciprocates 10 times over. That's a pretty good opportunity, 10 times back. If there was any investment in the market today where you get 10 times your return, every investor would be running like crazy to invest in that stock, you see. 10 times return, oh, I'll go for that, you see. 10 times return, I must go invest there, you see. So here you get the best investment in the whole material existence, in the whole, all of existence, you get the very best investment. Give whatever you give to Krishna, you get 10 times back. So do you want to give yourself a little bit to Krishna, medium amount, or you want to give yourself fully to Krishna? The difficulty is, even though we have this opportunity to give ourselves fully to Krishna and get unlimited reciprocation from Krishna, we're still giving, well, I don't know, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next year I fully surrender. But now, Krishna, please give me a little breathing space. I mean, you know, give me a little space for some sense gratification, Lord. Be kind to me. Let me have a little sense gratification, at least a little bit. Can I have Krishna? So in this way, my dear devotees, we are all cheating ourselves by holding on to material sense gratification. We don't need anything more than to keep body and soul together. That's This body and soul together is important principle because Krishna wants us to use these bodies in his service. Therefore, we have to give these bodies what they need to stay healthy and vibrant. But if we go beyond that, we're killing ourselves. We're cutting ourselves like cutting our own throats. So let us not overdo this sense gratification. Let us take whatever we need to keep body and soul together and invest the rest of our energy in serving Krishna with love. Bhaktya, you see. Not just mechanically, not mechanically, but with love. That's the important thing. That loving feeling has to be there. Somebody wrote me, they said, I'm chanting, but I don't get any taste. Why am I not getting any taste? How can I get the taste? He asked me. You see? Well, that the taste is not there if we're just chanting mechanically, like a robot, you know, turn on a robot. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. You can program a robot to chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day, but there's no feeling there, it's just a machine. So we should not be like machines when we chant Hare Krishna. We have to be. We have to have loving feeling, you see. We have to give our love to Krishna. It's a very important thing. We chant with feeling to show Krishna, express our love to him, you see. That's the art we have to learn. When we actually learn how to chant with love, then the magic happens, the mystical experiences happen. We actually experience transcendental love, you see. As Prabhupada one time very nicely states, he says, taste the beauty of Krishna. Have you ever heard that in the material world? Taste beauty? That's something unusual. That's pretty mystical, isn't it? We hear about tasting ice cream or, you know, tasting this or that. But tasting beauty? Of course, I may think that sex life is tasting beauty, which is a very gross thing. But the real tasting of beauty is to relish Krishna, you see, his form, his pastimes, his teachings, his qualities, his entourage, his paraphernalia. Everything about Krishna is simply wonderful. His flute, everything, his peacock feather, everything about Krishna is absolutely transcendental, nectarian. His lotus feet, the way he's decorated here today, here in Melbourne, every aspect, the way he's so beautifully decorated, you see, all that beautiful, those necklaces, the multicolored necklaces hanging around his neck, you see. Everything about Krishna is unlimited divine. We have to learn how to take this beauty of Krishna, to taste this beauty deep, 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 deep within our hearts, you see. Take Krishna deep, 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 deep into our hearts, because that's what will drive away all the illusion and confusion that we're experiencing now in profusion. Take that deep, deep, deep within us, you see. A nice example in this connection is Bhakti Lata Bij. The spiritual master plants that seed of devotion within our hearts. And then by chanting and hearing and serving and remembering and offering prayers and others, another bit of bhakti, by these activities, what are we doing? We are watering the seed. And when you water the seed, the plant grows. And that plant grows and grows and grows and grows until it finally pierces through the coverings of this material existence and enters into the spiritual sky and travels all the way past the Vaikuntha planets, all the way to the lotus feet of Sri Sri, Radha and Krishna. But there's one thing, my dear devotees, one thing we have to watch out for, which will choke the progress of that bhakti lata, and that is the weeds. If you have weeds in your garden, what will it do? It will prevent the plant from growing properly. It might even kill the plant. There's enough weeds, you see. So I've been in this movement for over half a century. I've seen them come, I've seen them go, big, big leaders, big, big GBCs, sannyasis, gurus even. I've seen them come, I've seen them go. Why? They had the weeds growing profusely within their heart and they didn't pick them out, you see. What are the weeds? The 10 offenses against the holy names. So we have to be very careful to weed out all of these, to pluck out all these weeds, to weed the garden. Be very, very careful to avoid these 10 offenses. Because when you avoid the 10 offenses, these offenses make fences that prevent you from entering into the spiritual dimension. So we're very, very careful to weed out all these weeds, to get rid of all these weeds, and we keep watering the creeper. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then an amazing thing will happen. We'll feel how our love for Krishna is becoming awakened, you see. We'll actually begin to feel love within our hearts, you see. We used to have a saying in the old days, instead of loving a dog or a cat, love Krishna who made all of that, you see. So we love that beautiful feeling love we want to have, you see. In this material world, that love is actually lust. It's not really love. I love you, you see. I want to infuse you to gratify my senses. I love you. You see, it's all cheating businesses. But real love begins when you come to the spiritual platform. When you understand from the bona fide spiritual master how to awaken actual feelings of love within your heart. That's when you actually can taste the ecstasy of loving relationships. And the beauty of this Krishna consciousness is you don't cut yourself off from anyone. They say, how can I live my love fully to Krishna? I got my husband, I got my kids, I got my mother, my father, my brothers, my sisters, my dog, I have so many things. How can I give all my love to Krishna? I can give him a little bit, you know, some to my dog, to my cat, to my wife, to the, you know, some to Krishna too. No, my dear devotee, please try to understand. We even have one boy coming to our Bhagavatam class, but he said, I have to leave early because my dog is missing me. He was all alone, just him and the dog, you see. He had to go home, and the dog was sitting there missing. Where's my master? Where's my master, you see. The thing is, if you actually give all of your love to Krishna, I'm saying 100%, not 99.9999999999999%. That's not enough. You have to give 100% of your love to Krishna. And then by doing that, you become perfect in your relationship. With your with your wife, with your husband, with your friends, even with your enemies, you see. But actually, the devotee doesn't have any enemy. The devotee is the well-wisher of all living entities throughout all of existence. In all the 8,400,000 species, he's the well-wisher of every single living entity when one actually comes to the transcendental platform. And even you become the perfect lover of yourself. Actually, because you're also part of Krishna. So when you give your love to Krishna, you become perfect in every single loving relationship. An inconceivable, infinite number of loving relationships now become perfect. So what will that make you feel? Pretty good. You feel really, really good when you come to that platform, you see. No more anxiety. No more disturbance. You see, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma na sochati na kankshati samaksraveshu bhuteshu madbhaktam na pate padam. In that position, you'll see everything is the mercy of Krishna. The good things, the so-called bad things, the happiness, the distress, the birth, the death, the disease, the sickness, the wealth, poverty, honor, dishonor. You'll see everything is the wonderful mercy of Krishna. Even calamities become welcome. Even calamities? One could ask. Yes. Kunti Devi was begging for calamities. She was begging for calamities. May those calamities come again and again. So that I can see you again and again. And by seeing you, I will no longer see the repetition of birth and death. But I'm so lucky I get so many calamities even not begging for them. But if we understand this properly, there's not such thing as a calamity, you see. Our calamities do not exist from one who's come to the transcendental platform. He sees everything as a blessing. Everything is a blessing, you see. So we have to train ourselves when the calamities come, and oh no, just like today I was writing an email to an office of the U.S. government. They have an office called Religious Freedom Office in Washington. Just writing them a letter to tell them, to offer them, I can counsel them on how we can solve all these religious problems, like between Israel and Gaza, Israel and the Jews and the Muslims. I was offering to meet with them to tell them how we could actually solve these problems. I had the email all written, but then boom, it got deleted. And I went, oh no. I spent a half an hour writing this nice email to the U.S. government, and boom, it was finished. I got so devastated. I thought, wait a minute. This is Krishna's mercy. Don't get disturbed, Sankarshan Das. This is somehow Krishna's mercy that it got deleted. So I did all this stuff and I'd be able to find it again. I mean, a lot of different things, and I found it again. Then I realized there was a lot of mistakes in that email. And I corrected them, and then I said, so we should not be bewildered by when things go wrong. It's apparently wrong. When things go wrong, there's a purpose behind that, you see. So let's take everything wrong as a blessing. It's easy to say, not so easy to do. But we have to train ourselves to take everything that comes as the blessing of Krishna and see how we can learn from it, how to improve my attitude and my service. So anyway, are there any questions? We usually end at 9. Is that the cutoff time? Usually 9 o'clock? Okay. We got 3 minutes left. Well, looks like we're going to end 3 minutes early today.
Hare Krishna, Sankarshan Prabhu. Thanks for the class. In the verse, it mentions that those who are self-realized don't study the Vedas.
They hardly bother with Vedic study.
Yes, which is interesting because we always encourage devotees read Prabhupada's books, right? As an essential aid, support to removing anattas, especially. So how do we balance that out? Because here say don't study, but we say always study.
Excellent question. We hardly bother with Vedic study, engage themselves in practical devotional service. Well, Prabhupada has given us one item of practical devotional service is study the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there's a balance right there. Prabhupada said, this is your duty, you should study. Even when the Nectar Devotion was first printed in Los Angeles, Prabhupada said, now every devotee must read it 3 times. So that's practical service. So the thing is, we study, and insofar as the spiritual master's ordered us to study and not beyond them, you see. Well, I can't do any service. I'm just going to study. Don't you realize I'm a great pundit? I will study all day. Oh, Prabhu, we need somebody to clean the temple room. Oh, I'm studying. You see what I'm saying? So we have practical devotional service, and studying is one of the items, but it's not the only thing. It's a balance. There's the answer.
It says here that you shouldn't be so much into study. Go and do some service.
But we should be very learned in Prabhupada's books and saying I'm very expert in service book things.
Yeah. Balanced.
Yeah, but we should be very learned. The more we become learned in Prabhupada's books, the more it empowers us in preaching along with the practical service attitude at the same time. Those things are there.
Yeah. And I guess the other factor is that we study the Bhakti Shastri as opposed to just a broad study of the Vedas.
That's right. That's right, we don't study and come up with some impersonal understanding. No, we study the essence of Vedic wisdom. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavati, Bhagavad Gita. We study the essence. We don't get all these corollary, you know, the demigods and all these speculations, Mayavadi, philosophy things. That's right. We take the pure essence of Vedic study. It's now concentrated in a encapsulated form, you see. It's all here in a very encapsulated, concentrated way. If we take these books of Prabhupada, actually we should dive very, very deeply. Why did Prabhupada give all these lectures? You see? He gave regular lecturing every day. There's hundreds and hundreds of lectures. Prabhupada's lecturing on this knowledge. So the knowledge is very important. You see? Know who you are and be who you are. You have to have a proper philosophical understanding so we can know in what mood we should do the service also. Well, that's it. We have about 5 seconds left, and we're going to be right on time today. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.